Hear the word of the Lord from Psalm 90. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your wrath. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. This is the word of the Lord. Where you are perfectly safe. That's the theme of our service this morning. But it begs the question, is there anywhere that you are truly, perfectly safe? If you Google places that are perfectly safe, the first thing that pops up is a list of countries that have very low crime rates. Well, I suppose those places are safer, but they're not perfectly safe. There's still crime. Throughout the generations, people have tried to build places that are perfectly safe by building impressive fortresses and castles. Yet something that all of those fortresses have in common is that they weren't perfectly safe. One such fortress is called Masada. It's a fortress that was built in southern Israel by King Herod just a few years before Jesus was born. Herod built this fortress on the top of a high plateau in the middle of a desert. When you reach the end of the plateau, the cliffs dropped sharply, anywhere from 300 feet to 1,300 feet down to the desert below. The only easy way to get up to the top of the plateau was a steep switchback trail up to the top, which would make most of us here, including myself, exhausted before we even reached the top. And that's just the geography of this fortress. At the top of the plateau, Herod had built 13-foot walls all the way around the plateau and put watchtowers throughout the wall. And there was going to be no sneaking up on Masada. Being that high up in the middle of the desert, you could easily spot a small group of people from miles away, let alone an entire army. If an army were to try to march up to Masada, it would seem like it's an impossible task. Hiking up that steep switchback trail, encumbered by their heavy armor and whatever other gear and weapons they're carrying. Hiking up that exhausting trail with all that, all the while being bombarded by stones and arrows. If anyone would try to conquer Masada, it would seem like an impossible task. Anyone who had hidden away inside that fortress should be able to feel perfectly safe. And yet, what happened? In 73 AD, some Jewish rebels tried to hide away in the fortress Masada to stick it to the Romans and hide there until their last breath. And yet, the Roman army did what the Roman army does. They sieged the fort of Masada for a couple of years, built an earthen ramp all the way up to the fortress walls, built a siege tower, pushed the siege tower up the ramp to the walls, destroyed the walls, and stormed the fortress. They should have been able to feel perfectly safe. But if they weren't perfectly safe, even in a fortress like Masada, is there anywhere that we can be truly perfectly safe? Psalm 90 is a well-known and much cherished psalm by the church. It's the only psalm written by the prophet Moses. And I bet a lot of those verses sounded familiar to you. Like, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Or what about this one? 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by. Or probably this one for sure. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. All these passages, they're wonderful passages that tell us a lot about the nature of God and the nature of ourselves, right? To God, time is nothing. And to us, time is a huge something, right? We don't have a lot of it. But all these great verses that teach us about God and ourselves and the nature of time, they aren't the main point of this psalm. The main point of this psalm is who God is for us. God is our refuge. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Another way to translate those words dwelling place is refuge. And a refuge is a safe place. And Lord, you have been our refuge, our safe place throughout all generations. Ever since Adam and Eve walked the earth, every generation since has had God as their refuge, as the one keeping them safe. What amazing comfort. After all, this is a pretty impressive God, isn't he? This God is eternal. God is all-knowing. God is everywhere. He sees everything. God is all-powerful. But is such an amazing God who sees and knows everything and can do anything, is that really a comfort? After all, this is the Lord who says, "Be holy because I am holy." The fact that the God who commands us to be perfect is all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful is terrifying. Moses says that God sets our iniquities before him, our secret sins in the light of his presence. God sees all of our sins. There is nowhere that we could hide our sins from a God who sees and knows everything. And there is no fortress that we could build that would protect us from his wrath and his power. Listen to what Moses tells us about this God who sees all of our sins, from the smallest of them to the greatest, from the public sins to the private sins. God turns people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." The all-powerful God formed Adam from the dust of the earth and breathed life into his lungs. God created Adam to live perfectly with God in this new world that he had made. Adam didn't live perfectly according to God's will. Adam is dust. And everyone else that doesn't walk perfectly in line with the will of God will also be turned to dust. God ends the lives of the people on earth as punishment for their sins. For the wages of sin is death. Moses goes on. He sweeps people away in the sleep of death. Think back to the account of Noah's ark. That worldwide flood was the second most intense display of God's wrath ever recorded in the Bible. Except for Noah and his family, everyone on earth had turned away from God. All those people who had followed their own path, who had done what was right in their own eyes, were swept away by the torrents of that flood. When the springs of the great deep burst forth and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, there was chaos on the earth, and tsunamis and hurricanes and tornadoes swept the people of the world away in death. They were swept away by God's wrath. Everyone who sins against our righteous, just God will be swept away in the sleep of death. Moses goes on, "If only we knew the power of God's anger." Even after hearing all that God does to sinful people like you and me, we still cannot fathom the extent of God's righteous anger over sin. But we do know this. The power of God's anger, because of our sin, will send us to one place: hell. A place where we cannot fathom the suffering and the torment. Hell. A place where not even the waters of another flood could quench your thirst or soothe your suffering. Where could we possibly go to be safe from an all-knowing and all-powerful God who in his righteous anger punishes sin? Where can we find refuge from the coming judgment. We find refuge in the most intense display of God's wrath ever recorded in the Bible, the suffering and death of Jesus. All the power of God's anger was poured out on his only Son, and it swept him away in death. Think about that. Jesus was betrayed, arrested, tried, convicted, sentenced, tortured, and executed, all in less than 24 hours. Talk about being swept away by death. Jesus suffered more physical pain than anyone could ever imagine. And he suffered more spiritual pain than you or I will ever have to. God the Father abandoned Jesus on the cross. Jesus literally suffered hell on the cross in your place. God is the only one with the power and the authority to punish sinners for their sin. And that punishment has already been weighed out on his Son Jesus. You no longer have any punishment to fear now or when Jesus comes on the last day, because you are safe in God. He is your refuge. And you can trust it too. You can know with absolute certainty that the sacrifice of God's Son has saved you. You can know and you can trust it, because God has raised Jesus from the dead. God destroyed not only the strength of sin, but also the power of death. And we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus. When we take refuge in our God, in our mighty fortress, nothing, not even death, not even hell can harm us. We are perfectly safe. Who can assail us when we take refuge in our mighty fortress? No one. Our sinful nature no longer has power over us. Our sinful nature dies every day with Christ as we cling to him and his word and his promises. When we cling to God, our mighty fortress, who can assail us? No one. Not even Satan. Satan can no longer accuse us, saying, "Lord, he's guilty. Lord, she's guilty. Lord, convict them, punish them. They deserve it." Those flaming arrows of Satan's accusations bounce off of our fortress's mighty walls and are extinguished before they even hit the ground. In God, our Savior, we are perfectly safe. And we will remain perfectly safe until God carries us away to be with him in heaven. Not only can you take refuge in our God because of what he has already done, you can also take refuge in him because of what he will still do. Our God is ready and willing to hear and to listen to the prayers of all those who call on his name. Take refuge in your God and bring before him all of your sorrows, all of your troubles. Take Moses' lead and ask God for anything and everything that you need, because he will hear your prayers. Listen to some of the things that Moses prayed for. Teach us so that we may understand with a heart of wisdom. Pray that God continuously strengthen your faith and increase your understanding of his word. Have compassion on your servants. Pray that God continue to forgive all of your sins. Make us happy. Pray that God bless you and give you joy and contentment in what you have. Let your splendor be shown to our children. Pray that God strengthen the faith of your children also, and that God hold them forever in his grip. Establish the work of our hands. Pray that God give you joy in your work, and that he make that work fruitful and beneficial for you. Not only has God gone to great lengths to protect you from the coming judgment, but he also gives you this amazing opportunity and privilege to come before him with all your requests. After all, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with Jesus, who he offered up as a sacrifice in our place, how will he not also graciously give us all things? God will hear your prayers, and he will answer them. He will answer them with your best eternal interest in mind. Take advantage of it. Pray to your God, who is your refuge. Is there anywhere that we are perfectly safe? After all, not even the impressive fortress of Masada kept those rebel Israelites safe. The answer is, of course, yes. We are perfectly safe in God, our fortress. Our God who will not punish us because he has punished his son. Our God who continually protects us from all our spiritual enemies, the world, the devil, and our sinful nature. Our God who will keep us safe and firm in our faith until he takes us to be with him forever in heaven. A mighty fortress is our God, a trusty shield and weapon. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will, he can harm us none. He's judged, the deed is done. The kingdom is ours forever. We are safe in God, our mighty fortress. Amen.